Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from B.B. Nicholson, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is shopping that bad, or have I turned crabby during COVID? Maybe I'll go back to shopping online. I ordered 4 pairs of jeans, my husband said. They fit exactly. Yes, they did. He looked good. He cinched his new belt around his 32-inch waist to hold up his new jeans. His waist used to be 36 inches before he lost weight, because when men lose weight, they lose it around the middle. When women lose weight, they lose it in boobs and butt and face and still have a little jelly belly, so that's why I have no intentions of losing weight. I can't believe you ordered clothes online that fit, I said. The last time I ordered clothes online, I ended up with a blouse that would have comfortably accommodated a hippopotamus. I decided on the spot, after looking at his new jeans, that I needed some new jeans too, but I would go shopping in a real store. I have never been a woman who loves to shop, but I thought, this might be fun. It wasn't. For one thing, we are back to wearing masks. The COVID pandemic has exploded again, and we should all probably get boosters, but we can't get them unless we lie and say we are immunocompromised, hence the need for masks. So I grabbed a mask and hurried to the store, which was almost empty except for a couple of other masked women roaming the aisles. A relief, because I didn't want to be in a crowded store. I rounded up 4 tops and a pair of jeans and headed off to the fitting room, although I hate fitting rooms, which is why I would order clothes online if they fit. But since they don't, I stripped off my clothes and stared at myself in a 3-way mirror under the glare of a fluorescent light, leading me to decide I needed to look into a Pilates class when I got home. My daily 3-mile walk was obviously not firming up abs or diminishing love handles. The tops worked fine, but the jeans took a bit of effort. I squeezed, slithered, shimmied, and tugged until I had them all the way up and zipped. They looked good, but there was one drawback. I would never be able to wash them. So I reluctantly returned the jeans and grabbed a pair one size up. Next came the checkout. Even with only a few people in the store, I had trouble finding the entrance to the Byzantine network of ropes that now constitute a socially distanced checkout line. Every store resembles the roped-off area of airport security. I have never been good with mazes, but because there were no other customers, I was eventually able to wend and wind my way through the rope's course to the cash register. And that's when the real confusion began. I only wanted to pay for my clothes and leave, but that did not seem to be an option. I was supposed to have signed up for some kind of rewards program to get the advertised price on my clothes, and to do that, I needed to give the cashier my Social Security number. I don't understand why I have to give you my Social Security number to buy clothes, I said, realizing I sounded crabby. But my Social Security number for a top and a pair of jeans? Really? Plus, I was almost sure I had signed up for the rewards program a year ago. I distinctly remember delaying my checkout time by 20 minutes to give them more personal information than I give to the IRS. She replied something, but it was unintelligible because her words were muffled by the mask and a plexiglass barrier. "Can't I just pay?" I repeated, smiling so I wouldn't sound crabby. then realizing my smile was hidden by the mask. She didn't raise her voice to compensate for the mask. If anything, she seemed to lower her voice and talk more rapidly. But from what I could tell, she was insisting I give her my Social Security number for the rewards program, which would result in the big discount I never asked for. I decided the store needed a system of communication similar to the one Southwest Airlines has implemented. On my recent flight to Minnesota, the flight attendants wore masks. The passengers wore masks. And everybody understood that talking under these circumstances would be challenging. That's why Southwest came up with a number system. You got 5 choices of drinks, and each choice was assigned a number. The flight attendant explained it. If you want a Coke, hold up 1 finger. Diet Coke, 2 fingers. Sprite, 3 fingers. Water, 4 fingers. And coffee, 5 fingers. In case we weren't sufficiently convinced that talking was inappropriate, the flight attendant added, I don't want to see 6 fingers or 10 fingers or flashing fingers. Don't try to talk through your mask. Just hold up the finger that represents your drink order. It's simple. But even that simple system was not without drawbacks. I leaned toward my husband, who was holding up 2 fingers for a Diet Coke, and whispered, What if I want coffee with cream? The clothing cashier didn't have a number system, but eventually I convinced her to take my money. I couldn't get the demoralizing fitting room experience out of my mind, though. When I got home, I Googled Pilates classes. They were either extremely expensive or involved signing up for an expensive gym membership, so I decided on a sensible and cheap solution. Find a Pilates instructor on YouTube and get fit for free. It only took a few minutes to locate a gorgeous girl in spandex with muscular glutes and no stomach doing Pilates in a 20-minute workout video advertised for beginners. This could work. I stretched out on my mat and stayed with gorgeous glutes through the warm-ups, but as soon as she raised her body off the floor, thrusting 1 glute out in an impossible position that defied gravity, I collapsed in a heap. It's not as easy as it looks. So I ended up sitting on my mat and watching her. My husband found me later in the kitchen, having worked up an appetite either from shopping or watching the Pilates video. How was your shopping? Great, I said. I found some jeans that fit. But I think I'll shop online from now on. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook. Or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.